Fridays are when we talk about the region's business news with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
There's a debate heating up about the future of the Sacramento Convention Center.
That debate centers on the expansion plans for the center. Currently, the convention center downtown covers about 384,000 square feet. Now, Visit Sacramento, which is the city's tourism promotion organization, is pushing one plan that basically focuses on an expansion of a maximum of 120,000 square feet. But some business groups, including the advocacy group Region Business, are advocating a much more ambitious expansion. Maybe even a convention center of a total of at least 1 million square feet.
What's the case for a more ambitious expansion?
Some business groups say that convention and leisure should be the next major industry in Sacramento. But on the other hand, those with Visit Sacramento say that competing plans will further delay these renovations, and new expansion plan would also require a new financing plan. Now, under the current proposal, the budget is $200 million, which includes renovation funds for the community center theater nearby.
So what's the next step?
Well, the Sacramento City Council is scheduled to vote in October on a plan that may include some components of Visit Sacramento's proposal. So we'll kind of have to wait and see what happens next.
Pre-leasing is underway for a future office building in South Natomas. And this has been in the works for quite some time, right?
Exactly. We are talking about the empty land that's west of Interstate 5 and south of West El Camino Avenue. This project was entitled about a decade ago, but it was delayed because of two major factors. One, of course, was the building moratorium there, and the other was a slowdown in the office market. And the fact that pre-leasing is underway now shows really how far the office market has come.
Any idea when construction could start?
If enough leases come to fruition, work could start as soon as next spring. We're kind of still waiting to see how this project will look. It could be 12 stories as planned. It could resemble the 2020 Gateway project, which is on the other side of Interstate 5, or it could have a low-rise feel, more of a campus type of atmosphere. Now, even though there's a lot of office activity downtown, those involved in leasing this project say that there are potential advantages to setting up your office in the Natomas property. And those advantages, they say, include size, convenience, and of course, parking.
A national retailer is expanding at Sunrise Mall. Which one?
Torrid, which is a national clothing retailer for women that focuses on plus size apparel. It has two other stores in the area. And at Sunrise Mall, it is more than doubling its space. The new location is expected to open a little later this month.
And what do you think this opening says about Sacramento's retail scene?
Two major points here. For starters, this is encouraging news for Sunrise Mall in Citrus Heights. You know, we hear a lot about these expansions at Art and Fair and at the Westfield Galleria in Roseville, but it's good news that this retailer is expanding at Sunrise. Also, on a broader level, this just shows the evolution in plus-size fashion. For a long time, plus-size clothes were kind of perceived as unfashionable, and there weren't a lot of options for those looking to shop in this line of retail. Now, however, we see major national retailers that are very heavily marketing their plus size offerings, and Torrid's expansion is just a natural response to that demand.
Speaking of consumer demand, apparently a lot more men want to get manicures and pedicures. There are already businesses in Sacramento and Roseville that cater to men, and now there's a business from Southern California that wants to enter the market.
Yes, exactly. This is Hammer and Nails Grooming Shop for Guys. This franchise wants to have 8 locations here over the next 3 years. The business currently has one site in Los Angeles. And while some of these grooming options that currently exist in the area focus on barbering services, Hammer and Nails initially started focusing on manicures and pedicures for guys. It has a man cave environment. And the thought is that guys are actually interested in nail services. They just need the right environment to find those.
So do you think more men will actually be going to these places?
Well, it's hard to say. As you mentioned, there has been an increase in male grooming businesses lately in the Sacramento area. And Hammer and Nails is trying to hook some of those customers by offering straight razor shaves and barbering as sort of a gateway into the world of manicures and pedicures. The idea is you come in for a haircut, you see how fun a pedicure can be, and you sort of abandon any sort of stigma you attach to the service. So we'll we'll just kind of have to wait and see what happens with that.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.